Blog Talk Radio.
My intro is not playing. Interesting. All right. Well, welcome to Spirit Therapy. That's what we're talking about today here on The Consciousness Shift. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and I am joined by my co-host, Gwen Barry, in South Florida. Hi, Gwen.
Hi, Nick.
Have you? Gwen's going to be our guinea pig later on for our explanation and demonstration of what a spirit therapy session is all about. So, but before we get started, we have a caller named Candace, and she has a question about love. And it's a good thing to start with because we've just started a website called spirittherapynyc.com, and there's four different people doing four different things there. I'm the spirit therapist. Gwen does aromatherapy with Daughters of Isis. And then we also have a tarot card reader and an intuitive drawer. But so Candace has a question on love. So I can pick a card for her, but I would not call myself a psychic reader, even though I do read cards and psychicness has something to do with it. So spirit therapy is in its own little category. So I'll ask you, Candace, I have three decks in front of me, and these will be the same questions for you, Gwen, so you could tune in. One's called Ascended Masters. The second is the Goddess Guidance. And the third is Trust Your Vibes. And so you can't see them. A lot of times we do Skype sessions. So you're going to have to tune in to the vibration or the number of 1, 2, or 3. Which would you like, Candace?
3.
All right. And I am shuffling the cards. And I knock on them and tune into the energy of Candace. And then I'm going to shuffle again. And Candace, you go ahead and you tell me when you feel is a good time for me to stop.
Stop.
All right. Well, the first card I get is Time for Crayons, and I hear the little child in back of you.
Yeah, I have a 4-year-old.
Very nice.
I have a 4-year-old.
This also can go along with Candace was asking whether this man that she has just met is the man for her. And so Time for Crayons is all about enjoying yourself, enjoying the moment, drawing a picture just because you feel like it, and just being with whatever's happening right now with this person. That's really the best way to form a good relationship is to just take each moment as it comes. Right. Without having to know the total outcome, which is really kind of insignificant if you think about it. It's more about what the experiences are that you're having with this person and the joy and the fun and the learning and maybe the conflict, you know, which is also learning. So, and then the second card is Be Grateful. And on this card, it's actually the last card of the deck. So, you know, psychically, you have to say it sounds like it's a good omen for the two of you being together. It does feel like a nice energy. And on the card, it's a person holding their hands up. There's a heart above them. And there's a pillar and a house and two people walking together and an angel next to it. So that's very love-oriented. I can't help but say... You know, I don't like to say what is going to happen because nobody knows that really. It's about where things could go from where you're standing right now. So it looks like you can have a wonderful time together as long as you're grateful and just enjoy the moment.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Ah, and then the final message card, which is on the bottom of the deck, is clear the past. So that's pretty clear, isn't it?
Right?
Get rid of any expectations or chains or any timing that you think needs to happen, any of these old ideas. Do your best in these beginning times with this person to relax yourself and have this be a fresh, new meeting and experience. So there
nice.
You go, Candace.
I like that.
Yeah, very good. Anything else you'd like to say before we continue on? Great question. Cool cards.
Yeah. I wanted to ask about my finances as well.
Well, I want to get
on them and improve it.
Let's see. Well, I went for the middle of the deck and it just pray. So just ask. That's all about asking for what you want and your intentions.
Yeah.
And not worrying, thinking on what you want instead of what you don't want. So, and if you'd like to have a spirit therapy session, you can find me on the spirittherapynyc.com. So, yeah, best of luck with everything. You've got a nice energy. So, you know, just keep
Thank
on keeping
you.
On, girl. You got it.
Thank you. Thank you
All
so
right.
much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Blessings. Bye-bye. All right. So, that was a nice little quickie. What'd you think, Gwen?
I thought it was a nice little reading for her. Her questions were answered for her. And they were gentle, which is nice to hear. Solar eclipse over. Today, Mercury is direct. So that's nice. So one thing I would say, though, is that today in the lunar aligned calendar in real time, it's day 53 or 54. Let me check that one real quick. In the Mayan calendar, it's day 54. And the solar glyph is Ish, which is IX, and a lot of people pronounce it Ix, and it is all about setting your intentions, heart and mind together, and I have my heart mind. So it's about understanding your responsibility for your intentions, and that includes a personal cosmic consciousness. It also is very demonstrative of healing and harmonic resonance and just beholding your own personal integrity. So when you spoke about intentions, I thought, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's quite a difference once Mercury retrograde is no longer in retrograde. I mean, I felt a big difference yesterday. And then with the eclipse, everything you're saying, it seems to be right on time because, you know, at least in my life with spirit therapy, it was a long time coming to get the website up. And now that it's been up for a month, it's a whole new feeling. And it was interesting to launch something and then go directly into Mercury retrograde. So it was also right on time because I think that's a good thing to do energetically. Once you've completed something, to take time to relax and regroup and rejoice really in what you've accomplished and then build the energy from that good feeling. And so to have these 3 weeks like this, which really, and then cleaning up everything that you need to do and hasn't been done and then having time to get your intentions clear. And now, poof, here we go. It's amazing how in a day, like your brain works better. Do you find the same?
Well, I'm working on my brain thinking better. I can tell you that much. Today it's been a little slow going, but You know, it takes a little while to get out from my perspective. It takes just a little while longer after Mercury goes direct to get back in the groove.
Yeah, I think the groove is a different thing. Like, I don't feel like I'm moving and grooving. Let's not get it twisted.
I did want to mention two things before we get into the deeper part of the hour here. Mm-hmm. First of all, I wanted to wish our astrologer, Joni Ross, a very happy birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Joni.
And I also want to wish my good friend and the captain of the sponsor of my Sunday show, Roundtree 7, David Williams, a speedy recovery. He's in the horse pistol, the hospital over in Tulsa, and he can use all the good intentions and light that folks can send. He is, though, recovering from a widowmaker, a heart attack, last Friday, which is scary, but it's also an opportunity, too, as everything is that we get physically. I think I'm being reminded of that because it's been kind of a challenging year, kind of.
Good.
Been a challenging year on this side of the fence, too, especially physically. So a very speedy recovery to David Williams Crow from Roundtree 7. He is loved. Much.
Yes. He has a great sense of humor, and even posting from the hospital bed. I mean, everyone is just humorous. It's wonderful healing.
He's got a beautiful family, too, and my heart goes out to his family, especially his wife. Can you imagine? That's a lot, you know?
Yeah.
But Morgan is a very strong lady, and I'm real glad that they have each other because, you know, that's serious, and it's going to make a huge change in their lives, and I think in the end for the better.
Yeah, healing circles and healing lists are really quite a powerful thing. I've had a few people ask me, you know, if I have a prayer list to put certain people on it, and I don't have a list, but I do keep people in mind, you know, usually, hopefully, you don't have too many people who are ailing at the same time, you know. So, but just to send the idea and the feeling of love and wellness. I really like the word wellness better than healing, because healing talks about like you're trying to get somewhere where the end result is really wellness. So to use that word more, so to emit the feeling of wellness and picture the person and picture that loving feeling around them, and every single person so far has recovered. So
great.
Yeah, that's a
so
great thing.
Tell me, what is spirit therapy? How do we do this? I'm your session appointment today, so shall we get underway?
Sure. I'll answer just a minute about how it's different and where we're coming from. It's about here and now. And of course, that includes your past, but it's everything that you've culminated to until now. So we look at what's working, what's not working, the conversations that are going on in your head, and the energies you feel about things, whether you recognize it or not, and see where we can make specific changes. We start with whatever comes up in that session. And I like it because things happen much quicker than any therapy that I've been to or other people have been to. Regular therapy seems to take a lot longer. So I really, and because we're also incorporating the spirit and using your, all the help and all of the support that you have that you don't see physically, and having that work for you. So plugging in the unplugged plug. so we can illuminate. So that's the idea.
Great.
So any questions or jump right in?
Jump right in.
All right. So I like to start with these three cards because they're very, or decks, because they're very different. And it gives me a nice overview of what's going on. And then we can pick up on something that the cards picked up on, or you can talk about whatever you want. That's how it goes. So once again, the list is Ascended Masters, Goddess Guidance, or Trust Your Vibes.
Okay. And what should I do now?
Pick one that resonates.
Two.
All right. Goddess Guidance. And we're tuning into Gwen. And I'm going to shuffle, and you tell me when to stop when it feels like the right time. You can ask a specific question, or you can ask what the cards have to tell you now.
Go ahead and stop. And will you please give me the guidance the cards are giving to you?
Okay. All right. Well, the first card is Artemis, which is the guardian. And the quote is, you and your loved ones are safe and spiritually protected. So this one, to me, with guardians, it's about calling in your angels and guides and ancestors, everything that you talk to on a daily basis for your work. And Artemis is holding she's got a bow and arrow, and it's pulled. And she's very pointed in one direction, and she's standing next to a bonfire. So it's about, looks like taking your conversation with spirit to the next level and having spirit work for you with your focus. And then the next one is Dana, the High Priestess. And this one came in upside down, so it's about, she's wearing a crown, she's actually on the front of the deck, much light behind her. She does have very much an Isis kind of a look to her, but there is this idea of using your gifts. Because the next one is Easy Does It. So I've noticed this a lot coming up in people's readings, that it's all about a balance. Like, it's not as clear cut. Okay, High Priestess, I need to stand in my priestessness. But then the next one is Easy Does It. There's no need to hurry, rush, or force things to happen. Everything is a Wow, you didn't hear any of that?
Oh, damn it.
None of it?
None of it. What I got was, the last thing I heard was Easy Does It.
Ah, okay. So, the last thing you heard was Easy Does It. Okay, so after that was Start Delegating, Green Tara, which obviously they're telling you a way to Easy Does It. How do you do it easily? And then Bridget, Don't Back Down, but it was upside down. So it's about calmly doing what you need to do and letting spirit guide you more than having to do it physically.
So working with the instinct and the intuition, almost what comes to my mind is working like I did when I first began. And instead of having any frustrations, or which I've been very good about releasing, from my point of view, Mm-hmm. I don't know about upside down Dana, but so because it does make sense, taking steps towards completing goals and tasks that have been in my mind, but not to put myself into any kind of panic or madness about it, just allow myself to progress and redevelop, reconnect, and on a better level with that instinct and intuition and connection to my guides that I had when I began.
Absolutely, because your final card final message card is infinite supply. You are supplied for today and all of your tomorrows. And it's a woman sitting very peacefully with her eyes closed and flowers are growing around her. I mean, it just fits so perfectly with you working with your flower essences. And then in the background is a huge whale, and it's very purple, the card. So it's definitely that calming into spirit. That's definitely what a lot of us are working on right now, is this bridge between thinking that everything happens in the physical and in action and in this so-called reality, when really we have this whole other machine working for us, this whole other orchestration. But it takes trust. You have to go, okay, well, so I'm going to let go of thinking this is all it is, because I can see it and I can touch it. But it takes some time to understand, you know this, to align yourself with what is this spirit talk. And luckily, you know, you've been working with spirit for quite a while, but it goes to show that all of us, no matter what level you're on, you can always improve it. You can always make it easier for you. And no matter what understanding you have, we're all working on the trust factor from a physical perspective, which, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. It's you're having a challenge with the flesh. And that's the game, right? That's what we love about being alive. So it's working on that trust of allowing spirit to do more. And I think, you know, when you first started, you know, what's the saying, young, dumb, and, you know, up for some or whatever, right? You're just going. And this solar eclipse, they were saying it's the same configuration as October of 1995. This was the last time we had the same eclipse. So what was happening in 95 for you? And that's some of the energy.
That's exactly what was happening. I was finding my way with what has become my life path.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah.
That's very cool. And the goddesses that reached out, can you go over those again with me?
Sure. It's Artemis, Dana, Onau, it's O-O-N-A-G-H.
What?
Or is Ona? Maybe it's Ona.
Ona. And where does Ona come from?
Ona comes from... Ona is a Celtic goddess married to Fionn Bahar, the leader of the Irish Tuatha De Danann. Ona and her clan were some of the original inhabitants of Ireland. When the Gael invaded their land, the Tuathas didn't run or fight back. Instead, they transformed themselves into leprechauns. Their ingenious solution allowed them to stay in Ireland in peace. Call upon Ona for help with your own transitions, and she'll guide you in creative and magical ways.
Well, it's so close to Samhain, and we do call on our ancestors, and the Tuatha De Danann are my ancestors, the strongest in this genetic body. So that's very cool. That makes a lot of sense.
Nice. And then the last three were Green Tara, Bridget, and Sedna. I don't know Sedna. Do you?
No, that's a new one. That's kind of strange that I'm not.
Yeah. Sedna, she's the Inuit Eskimo and Alaskan goddess of the sea who provides sustenance for the body and the soul. Sedna lost the tips of her fingers in a tragic boating accident, and the digits transformed into whales, seals, and other sea creatures. As a result, Sedna is intimately connected with the ocean's inhabitants. Call upon her for plentiful supplies, especially for your family. Sedna can also help you with any ocean-related ventures, including interacting with whales and dolphins. She's very appreciative of those who give time, money, or efforts to protect the sea and its creatures. Well, being a sea captain, it's kind of perfect.
Right. Okay, so the challenges that I may be facing right now, personally and business-wise and everything, relationship-wise, and all those categories, in this reading I'm being guided to slow down, not take it so, not to be in any kind of frenzy, stay away from any kind of panic, and to trust my intuition to guide me and work actively to connect with my guidance and my spiritual mentors as often as possible. Perhaps kick it up.
Absolutely. And we can talk about ways to do that.
Great. What is your guidance on that?
Well, first let's talk about how to not worry when bills are coming in and reality is knocking at your door. I think everyone can relate to that one. And it's about self-talk, really, you know, and getting to know the different voices that talk and what their resonance is. So when you can recognize whose fear, whose ego, which is also, they're all helpers, no matter how we feel about it. But the ego just wants to make sure it knows everything that's going on in reality so that you're paying attention. So, but then the spirit and the soul supersedes all of them, and that's your consciousness that makes the decision, that goes no to you, yes to you, all right, we'll think about that today, no, not today to you, and delegates what's going on. So it definitely starts with knowing the different sounds of talk. Would you say that you have a understanding of the different voices in your head, Gwen?
You know, I don't know how to answer that because, like everybody else lately, I have more confidence when I give somebody and tap into them and I listen to guidance for them. I have more confidence than when I listen for myself. Does that make sense?
Sure. That's definitely a thing for everybody when it's closer. Well, one thing, if that's your strength, is seeing it in other people. If you can look at yourself as if you were a different person, like, okay, if someone came to me with my details, but it was someone else, what would I tell them is a good idea, and what would I see?
Ooh, that's rough. Okay.
That's real. All right.
Because our things are always bigger to us because it's all in our head. You know, we're up close sitting in the front row seat, so we're in it. But to be able to sit in the director's chair back there and look at it, it's a whole different perspective. So for sure, that's a good thing. And then it also gives you the soul perspective of how many of these things that can seem large in the moment are so insignificant in the things. And that does two things at once, because then you're also tuning in with the spirit side and your spirit, the spirits around you. And so you're choosing spirit and its observation level. So it gives you a perspective and also tunes you in. And everything always looks so much smaller when you look at it from even like a life perspective. Like, okay, I've survived so many things and so many things have happened in my life and so many more things will happen in my life. Is this thing really a thing that I need to freak out about? And the answer is almost always no.
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah. So there's that. Should I keep going, or you want
to? Yeah, okay. No, I'm here to hear.
And then talking with spirit, the best way right now, especially with all this planetary new energy that is all around us, for us to really take the time to tune in with spirit. We can all find at least 5 minutes, and a lot of us can really find an hour, actually, for beginning, getting in, and end, you know, tune in. Because it's just like all of us are working on having the diet that we need. We're also working on the exercise and anything we need to do for our body and our sleep cycle, these things. And so it's just as important to have time to just be with yourself and tune in with spirit. And it should be a fun time. I mean, you know, you don't have to think of it as meditation. But if meditation works for you, then okay, then that's the thing. But it's a time that's yours and yours alone with no distractions, and you're not doing anything, some sort of period of time every day. And doing that automatically tunes you in with spirit, because you're tuning in to, you're listening to that radio station. You know, how do you know what's going on that radio station unless you tune in every day?
Okay.
I mean, I know in your work you do tune in every day, but I think it's more of like a working relationship, right, than necessarily going in as Gwen and communing.
You are correct. You are very correct.
So I think you spend time like in spirit. You may feel like, well, I mean, how much more spirit work do I need to do, right? But
no, it's not exactly that, as it is becoming a little bit, perhaps a little lethargic on my own spiritual needs. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'll talk to that.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, yeah, I can be very, it's almost as if I hear my grandmother say, do as I say, not as I do. When I become the counselor or when I'm working, and that's just not correct. Your guidance is for me to understand and to spotlight that in my own behavior and to correct it.
Mm-hmm. And the great benefit of tuning in with yourself is an inner calm that comes with it. It's I realize it slows down the matrix. The more time you spend in a state of inner calm, the more you can see things coming and have your reaction time, you have more time to make a good decision. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Common sense wise, it does, yes.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's why this crunch of the reality and you know the money and the success and all of these ideas that we've been indoctrinated in, we have to have this time to let go of the fear. Like, that's the biggest challenge for every single one of us, no matter what we're fearing. It's about going beyond that, being in control. And so all of our details are just the way that we've chosen to learn it.
Okay.
So, and that's how life works easier for us, when we let go of the fear. I mean, we know that, right? Every time we're living in a space of, it's cool, man, everything's going to be great, and it is great, and it's all great, and then great things come, and that's the reason, right, to get into that.
Yeah, and I have to say, I've learned this lesson over and over again, that fear and panic only hold up my own, all the good energy I do put out there. I'm like throwing crap all over it when I go into panic and fear, just over certain, you know, it generally speaking, it does come down to finances many times, but it could be relationship or health or, you know, just so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about relaxing into, as your second card said, I believe it was that what I'm putting out there is going to come around as soon as I allow it to. What was that second card in the card?
That was the High Priestess. Oh, the or Ona. There's no need to hurry or force things to happen.
Maybe so, yeah.
Yeah, everything is occurring in perfect timing. Yeah, because I like Abraham's, the first step is ask, the second step is it is, and it is answered. And the third is you rising to meet what you've asked for, you getting into vibrational vicinity with what you've asked for, because it is, you just have to float there, and that's where letting go of fear gets you up there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I know you do more than just use the cards as guidance. How else would you advise me in my therapy sessions?
Well,
to work.
Mm-hmm. Well, next I would ask you, you know, what the next thing you would say is difficult or you would want some to discuss, something that you think you could work on, and then we'd go from there and give you some more tools.
Okay, so an issue that I'm currently having.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've been going through second Saturn return for the last year and a half, 2 years, and it's coming to its conclusions. But however, there's shake, rattle, and roll or whatever that you come out of when you do that. My first Saturn return, when I got out of it, I was boom out there. And I'm very, I don't want to say hopeful. I think that it should repeat the pattern, and I look forward to it repeating the pattern. In this, Well, it has been difficult on a personal level. It's a matter of me, like I said, I've been a bit lethargic in connecting with my guides for my own personal guidance. So I think that's an issue. That's definitely something.
And why would you say that doesn't happen?
Because I'm tired. and that's a physical issue. I've had a challenging physical year too.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of leaning more on spirit, I've leaned more on the physical dimension. And that's the problem. Instead of allowing spirit to fill me up, I've been not recording. Okay, I know. I'm having my own epiphany. I have been allowing the physical to rule me when it's the spiritual that actually does more than many people. And so I'm almost double whammying myself by not recognizing that just because there's a greater challenge, it should be the grist upon which I develop even stronger connection to spirit instead of disconnection.
Mm-hmm. And it should be fun. I mean, I don't know what your ideas of what it entails to tune in with spirit, but I find all these different techniques that we've talked about over the years, like white lighting and using
yeah.
color therapy and tuning in with a specific ancestor or a specific archangel or whatever, that, you know, you choose one and it's like going to the toy box and you go, ooh, let's play with the, you know, with the wooden horse today. And then do that. It should be a recreational time.
That's an excellent suggestion, and it's a joyful ride that I've not, you know, been remembering well enough.
And it's funny how when it's yourself, it's different, but I've been working with your oils for years now, and that's one of my favorite things in the bath. I mean, of course, sometimes I like to go in with nothing, but I choose the ride that I feel like going on. Is it hanging out with Mahatma Kutumi and seeing what he or anything in his vibration has to say? Or maybe I have a specific thing that I can't see through, so I go with the labyrinth, and I really picture myself going into a physical labyrinth and what is going to happen here? You know, where am I going to get lost? Am I going to get lost? You know, so...
Yes, okay, the first children have no shoes.
Oh, that's funny.
No, but it's fucking true. And
sure.
And there's this, too, that when I'm working a lot, I can get nose blind, too.
Mm.
So it's... You know, I've developed formulas and I'm very good at preparing because I've done it for so many years. When a new formula comes along, I have to take myself away from my bench, my work, and I have to cleanse my palate, if you will. And I trust what spirit guides me to do. And yet I have to respond to it myself. And perhaps that's part of why its work itself I've neglected my own personal connection for it, you know?
And I think for you to tune into spirit by yourself, about yourself, it's funny, but I think... especially in the next few months, to not work with any of your wonderful scents, because it's too much of everybody. You know, being the creator is always different than being the receiver of it. So, you know, that's just part of the trade, right? The actor can't watch himself on stage and be in it at the same time. So,
correct.
I would say not to go with that. I would go with any kind of visualization and even shamanic journeys, you know, to listen
yeah.
to some music and just see where you go on your own.
To tweak my other senses.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. That was something I needed to hear very much. Also, one thing that always does work, though, is working with the flower essences. And the homeopathy. That's going to work whether I, you know, that it, So perhaps I'm also being guided to use that tool for myself once again.
Mm-hmm.
I do when I create new ones. I just created basil flower, and I also made the ayahuasca. That isn't so recent, but, you know, it's one I've been working with. And also, wandering dew plant, oyster plant, actually. I made a flower essence of it, too. So there are new essences that I've been working with because I've needed to. However, instead of working with them as research, work with them as my healing agents or my wellness agents.
And listening to its specific story that it wants to tell you this hour that you're going to commune with it. I think a lot of times we think going and talking with spirit is about asking questions or going in to fix something, but it's also a listening tool, and to go in and go, well, I don't really have anything that I need to say, but I would love to hear what you have to say or any story that you want to show me. And you can use the flower essence or not. I saw that you made crop circle flower essences. I was like, wow, that should be an interesting journey just to see what that's all about. And
yeah, I was gifted with some wonderful sand to make an essence from the playa at Burning Man this past year by Abair and Tricia. So that is going to be an experience too.
Yeah, for sure.
I the first thing I see when I got them, when I got the sands in my hand today, was all sorts of symbolism. That's why I put the symbol over the jar in the picture.
Wow.
Because I was getting all these geometries, and I think that's the artist. There are so many artists, and that's what it's about.
And the grids and the crop circles. I mean, I'm sure all that dancing around is making some sort of pattern in the sand, right?
It's creating, I feel as though when I got it too, it felt like, my goodness, this is actually generational.
Mm.
So that was interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah, so the listening is something that keeps popping in my head, learning how to listen to spirit. Also talk to spirit, but the listening is just as important, and maybe also because that's what I'm working on more now as well, is whether you have a question or not, being able to stop asking it, stop looking for it, and really objectively opening and tuning in to what the message is that's coming, and however it comes, you know, sometimes you're lucky enough to get a bam. It's pictures, it's words, it's feelings, you got the whole situation. But sometimes it's a little more convoluted and not what you would expect. So it's learning our listening skills, which makes the conversation with spirit that much more interesting. Because now it's like, it's not, you know, language 101. We're now on advanced conjugations.
Yeah.
So
the when you do a therapy, a spirit therapy session, folks are going to get not just your psychic insights, but also a lot of constructive therapy that they go and work with on their own, as far as meditation and just even physical exercises like a walk in the park to allow treating yourself to something. I mean, your spirit therapy session encompasses around whatever the white light issue comes up through the reading, correct?
Exactly. It's very individualized, and depending on, it is tools in many different directions. So you always go from one session with at least one to three things that
do you apply?